Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caruso hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gates takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Durham. Merced moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cordero takes first base on ball four. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lawton, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gates is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Molitor. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Caruso applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Merced is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Merced moves to third. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Merced. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Cameron goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 0-for-2 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Merced settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive beyond short. Caruso can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gates strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Merced settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Merced is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Merced hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Merced reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Merced moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero fields it and throws to second for the out. Merced scores. Cordova moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hawkins, and towards Walker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive beyond second. Durham can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gates moves to second. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Merced is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to second. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Greg Swindell now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Merced settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.